Greg Barton is a professor of global Islamic politics at Deakin University. He told Samantha Donovan that he was at first surprised to hear that police had declared the Brighton siege an act of terrorism.
And then we've heard, of course, more recently that he appears to have called an escort with the intention of taking her hostage, apparently because he thought this would be a way of creating a terror event, if that's confirmed. And we know that last month in the Islamic State magazine Rumia, they detailed suggestions for how people could take people hostage by advertising goods on a goods for sale list, or by creating a fake job application or whatever, just for the intention of holding somebody and then eventually killing them, but creating a media event. So at the time, that seemed like a far-fetched idea for somebody to follow, but that seems to be what's happened overnight in Melbourne. In any case, it's certainly outside of anything we've seen terror-related before.
Kyrie may have been planning this sort of thing for quite some time, but do you think the London attack would have actually prompted him to do it yesterday?
I think part of the timing is the month of Ramadan. Islamic State's calling for attacks during Ramadan, perversely, during the holy month. They've had quite a lot of success. Of course, last Ramadan in 2016 was a very bloody month. This month is shaping up in the same way. But also it must be the fact that people sit and watch the news and say, here's some unknown guys who are now martyrs, they're heroes. They're of course consuming not just the conventional media, but the social media and propaganda of terrorist circles. And that must contribute to them being impatient to try and do something themselves.
The authorities, of course, are worried about copycat attacks. Do you think they're likely?
Well, I think there's a copycat element in these things. So we don't have to sort of have hard and fast categories. I mean, we appear to be dealing with an inspired attack, certainly not a directed attack. Manchester was absolutely directed. The subsequent attacks have been inspired rather than logistically supported. And the copycat element is probably an element in the individual psychology of people who had perhaps been playing with ideas for a long while, and then they go out and do something very rash. And we see this with other kinds of human behaviour. It's not an uncommon element in people doing violent things, but we shouldn't think that there's some sort of simple explanation for this. It's a complex array of things, but it is the power of Islamic State that it can use viral marketing and crowdsourcing to get people it doesn't know to do things in its name.
IS has reportedly claimed responsibility for the Brighton attack. Impossible, perhaps, to verify. Do you think it's likely?
I think we're very likely dealing with an inspired attack. I mean, IS was quite quick to claim this attack, and their claim was translated into more than one language. I think that there is a plausible connection, not because he was in any way directed or even known to Islamic State. Of course, there's the paradoxical call where he also referenced al-Qaeda. In his own mind, I think he was confident that he would find the approval of Islamic State. They would claim this attack as one of their own. He would be made a hero in their literature. And we've got to take that seriously. It might appear to be an act of weakness by Islamic State, and it is in some ways, but this is a very effective marketing technique and an effective technique of magnifying their reach. They don't have to just rely on people known to them in the network. They can reach out and get strangers to do things in their name.
That's Professor Greg Barton from Deakin University speaking with Samantha Donovan in Melbourne.